The soft noises moved around the edge of the warehouse wall and slowly approached the doors. Juston reached for the small light orb in the stand next to his cot, but paused. The sudden brightness would momentarily blind him. Instead, he pulled his blankets back and slid his feet into his boots. He was only wearing his padded winter underclothes, but he didn't waste time dressing completely. Making as little noise as he could, Juston grasped his sword sheaths at the foot of his cot and slung them over his shoulders. Gwirtha crept around the wagons and boxes of stores and headed towards the door. Juston followed, making sure to keep to her path so that he didn't bump into anything. The sounds had reached the front door and stopped. Juston saw a small pinprick of light that was the crack between the doors go dark as something passed in front of it. Were they thieves, perhaps? Some of the workers deciding to make off with the rations. The war had been hard on farmers all over Dremaldria, and food was scarce. The vast number of hidden stores the Academy had unearthed in the area after the war was one of the main reasons they had attracted so many to help. The shadow stayed in front of the doors and made a slight noise. Gwirtha suppressed a growl, and Juston realized that the person outside was sniffing at the crack. What kind of person did that?
Not a person,
Gwirtha sent, and she started a chant in her mind as she transformed her body.
I am fast. I am hard. I am strong. I am fast. I am hard. I am strong.
She ducked behind a wagon as she changed. Juston couldn't see her form in the darkness anymore, but he knew what the transformation was like. Gwirtha's patchwork body and tail were shrinking, her reptilian snout shortening. The scaled patches on her body were becoming harder, like armored plate, and the hairs on her body were lengthening and becoming stiff like wires. Her claws would lengthen, as would her teeth, making this smaller form truly formidable. The doors creaked slightly as one of the figures outside grasped the handles. Juston had locked the doors, as he did every night, but he reached up over his shoulders and gripped the pommels of his swords anyway, just in case. He felt the power of his swords overtake him. The magic of his left sword, the one he called Peace, sucked all of his emotion away, leaving his mind in a state of pure calm. His right sword, Rage, stored those leached emotions and converted them into energy, eager to unleash it as explosive power. The doors gave a brief shudder as hands outside tried to pull them open, then found that they were locked. Next came a scraping noise as something was inserted into the lock. A lockpick? These did seem like thieves after all. Juston considered crying out and scaring them off, but thought better of it. Better to catch them in the act now than have them cause trouble at a later date.
Not persons,
Gwirtha insisted, then continued her chant.
I am fast. I am hard. I am strong.
Are you sure? Juston asked as he heard the lockpick manipulating the tumblers within the lock. They sure are acting like thieves.
They aren't breathing,
she replied. Juston's hands tightened on his swords. Not breathing? What could they be?